for non-appearing cases, so we'll take a 15-minute break at 12:05. We'll be back on at 12. Calling the meeting back to order at 12:20. For the record, all members of the board that were here prior to the short break are still here. Recalling case number 121-485. Good morning. Can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Good morning. Detective Rachel Crosby, Stratford Police Department. Last name C-R-O-S-B-Y.
Thank you. So, for the record, we have that the appellant was convicted of assault second. Is that correct?
Yes. And I have a printout as recent as 9:22 this morning that shows it is still on the criminal history.
Okay. Sir, your conviction. First, what is this other one?
What she's going to ask you is, do you acknowledge that you have a conviction in 1982 for assault in the second degree?
1982.
Correct.
So that I'm aware of. So, I was like 18 years old.
So that's a felony conviction.
But I was told, due to my age at the time, that would be removed off of my record after my probational period.
No, they're never removed unless you get a pardon. Once you have a conviction.
Regardless of that, he still has the assault third, which makes it, which puts him in the misdemeanor.
It's family violence.
I hear family violence?
No. We're just talking about the misdemeanor disqualifier of assault third.
Yeah. The felony conviction is a disqualifier. You're not legally allowed to have a firearm as a convicted felon. You do have the option of trying to remove that felony conviction from your record. What's that?
I'm working on it now.
You're working
on the paperwork, working on it.
I see pardon on the folder. So you're working on it. So you have a couple of options since you already know what you need to do, which is to get a pardon. That would remove that disqualification from at least what we're doing here today. We can't grant your application. So you have two options. You can either proceed with your case knowing that we have to deny your appeal by statute, in which case if you were to apply again, you would have to disclose that you've been denied and lost your appeal here. Or you can go through the pardon process, reapply, and see where that takes you.
And another reason why I was going forward with this case is because there's a lot of fraudulent things on my record here.
Okay, you might want to iron that out.
Yeah, that's what I'll...
So you have all the information that we have, so you might want to sort through that, maybe consult with an attorney.
Majority of this is my son.
You're going to have to straighten that record out. But the record we have, we cannot grant your application. So
due to the 82 conviction.
Due to the felony conviction, correct.
And if there's stuff that's on there that does not belong to you,
does not.
Go downstairs. You know how the way out? Do you know how to get out of this building?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Instead of going out of the building, head toward the right-hand side, and that's SPBI, and they could start to help you separate yours from your son's.
Right. They even have motor vehicle violation.
You'll want to talk to them about that, not us. So those are your two choices. Do you want to proceed knowing we're going to deny your appeal, or do you want to withdraw your case?
I want to withdraw.
Okay.
And so we'll have to deal with it or deny.
we'll note the withdrawal. You can proceed with your pardon. This doesn't affect that. And if you want to apply at a later date, you can go back and talk to Stratford. Okay?
She gave me that grin.
Do you still live in Stratford?
Yes.
You're always going to apply in the town where you live. Okay, you're all set. Thank you.
All right.